Saved from the Sea. In the late summer of 1845, the English ship, King of the Ocean, found itself in the middle of a wild hurricane. As wind and sea mercilessly lashed the ship, Mr. Fisher, a Protestant minister, together with his wife and children and some of the other passengers, struggled to the deck to beg God for mercy and forgiveness, as the end seemed at hand.
Come, quickly.
Children, stay close to us.
What's happening, Daddy?
Are we all going to die?
I don't know, my children. I don't know.
Among the crew was a young Irishman, John McAuliffe, a devout Catholic. On seeing the urgency of the situation, the youth quickly tore open his shirt and took off his brown scapular, confidently making the sign of the cross with it over the churning waves. John tossed it into the ocean. In an instant, the furious winds abated and the raging waters calmed. After a moment, only one more wave washed over the deck, bringing with it the boy's scapular, which came to rest at his feet. Unbeknownst to John, his life-saving confidence in the Mother of God's protection did not go completely unnoticed. Mr. Fisher's attention had been riveted on the sailors' actions and the miraculous effect they had produced.
Young man, I watched you. You threw something into the waves, and the sea immediately became calm. How did you work this great miracle that saved all of our lives?
Oh, this? It's my brown scapular. I threw it in the water and called on the Blessed Virgin to help us.
I don't understand.
Upon questioning the young man further, they were told all about the Blessed Virgin Mary and her brown scapular. They learned of all the wonderful promises of protection and even salvation that the Mother of God has attached to the faithful wearing of her scapular. Mr. Fisher and his family were deeply impressed by the real-life miracle they had witnessed. They thanked John fervently for saving their lives and sharing his faith. They were determined to enter the Catholic Church as soon as possible, so that they too could enjoy the same benefits in this life, and especially the next, for devoutly wearing Our Lady's brown scapular.